Hey there. You're listening to This Song, the podcast where artists talk about the songs that formed and transformed them. I'm your host, Elizabeth McQueen, and this week on This Song, we're going to be hearing from singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and arranger Mike St. Clair, who goes by the stage name Pocket Sounds. Now, I've known Mike for like a long time, but I've mostly known him as someone who plays in other people's bands. He's played with Polyphonic Spree, Aukerville River, White Denim, and he's often the utility guy. You know, the one guy in the band with the job of like four band members, because he can play all the instruments. Mike plays trombone and synthesizers and guitar and bass and basically anything. In 2016, he decided to start releasing his own music, first as St. Clair and more recently as Pocket Sounds. And Mike St. Clair, he doesn't just like play a lot of instruments. He's also adept at a lot of genres. He grew up playing classical music and jazz. So in addition to knowing how to play a ton of instruments, he also knows how to arrange music and orchestrate. He's played pop and rock with other people. And all of that comes together in Pocket Sounds. It's pop music, but there are these cool arrangements. There are these interesting chord changes. And Pocket Sounds has a release coming up this Saturday, May 4th at Mohawk here in Austin, Texas. It's a party for three artists who are releasing cassette singles on Mr. Pink Records: Jonas Wilson, The Lovely Sparrows, and Pocket Sounds. And I spoke to Mike at KTX about a song that influenced one of the songs on that single.
A song that changed my life, Do You Know the Way to San Jose by Burt Bacharach and Hal David.
Do you know the way to San Jose? I've been away so long, I may go wrong and lose my way.
Me and some friends had bought a little kiddie pool, and we wanted to have like a party in the backyard with like frozen drinks with umbrellas kind of things, you know, with little cool cocktail cups and stuff. And we were like, well, what's going to be the soundtrack to this like pool party that we're about to have? So it had to be fun, sophisticated in an ironic way, you know, for the kiddie pool. I went to Half Price Books and I was like, oh, you know, it would be good. It's some Burt Bacharach. So I ended up getting this Dionne Warwick Greatest Hits record. And I didn't really know that song. And I was listening. And so at first I thought it was kind of silly, but I was also like, just immediately like that bass hook, you know, the kick and the bass, you know, are kind of there together. It's just one of the coolest like intros to a song. So I was like, I was kind of like hooked immediately. One of the first things was just that, wah, 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 wah. How did they come up with that? I have no idea. I kind of think it was maybe like, well, what would we sing if, like, you've just quit your job or you're driving home. You haven't been there in ages. You're relieved. And what are you going to sing? You're going to sing the silly, like, wah, 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 you know? And so I didn't even think about that at the time. I was just like, wow, that's weird. You know, that's pretty cool and weird thing to put on a record.
I've got lots of friends in San Jose. Do you know the way to San Jose?
It's really like a unique sounding, like I can't even find another Dionne Warwick song that sounds, I can't find another song that sounds like it. Like the way the kick drum's super loud, the bass is super loud, and then there's like a guiro or something that's way louder than the drum kit, you know.
LA is a great big freeway. Put 100 down and buy a car. In a week, maybe two.
And then also there's these other things that come out real loud, like there's this organ that comes in at a certain point and it's super loud.
And all the stars that never were are parking cars and pumping gas.
I'd say it was probably an influence in just like a inspirational way. You know, Burt Bacharach was classically trained. He went and listened to Dizzy Gillespie when he was in high school. He studied with some jazz piano. You know, he was into classical music, jazz music, but then he became mostly focused on writing pop songs. You know, and I think that for me, having a classical background, a jazz background, but wanting to write pop songs, you know, was, I think that's the inspiration behind it. More so than like stylistically, you know, although now I'm kind of writing some songs that I would say are a little more in that vein stylistically, you know, which is kind of cool.
Faster with those kids in the room from the radio. Catchy reverse and a chorus that croons on the radio. My path might not be so smooth, but I hope I'm on my way. Trying my best to write songs that are true, though I may not know how to get on that radio show.
There's a single that's coming out. I'd put in that vein. It's called Radio Song. Part of it is letting more of the jazz influence in. I get together with these jazz musicians sometimes we'll be getting together every week. We'll share our songs. We'll all bring in a song and we play it together. So that's the other part of my incentive is like, I was like, well, let me take some of those songs, multitask, see if I can write songs that I think I might be able to write lyrics to later. But I also want it to be fun to play for these guys.
Right.
I was trying to do things that would be thematic, hooky, but challenge my hearing skills, challenge my musical skills. So I wanted to write something that was going to be hard for me to sing, that I was actually going to have to learn to sing. And that's what this was. It was actually hard for me to sing it at first, but it doesn't sound that way at all. When I listen to it, I don't even notice.
It's not a long song like the ones I used to play. Maybe this time it's one that they'll sing along to. Which
is what Burt Bacharach does so well. He'll do some chord change that no one knows, or he'll slip into another key for just an instant, but you don't even notice that he did it because he does it so seamlessly.
Do you know the way to San Jose? I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose. LA is a great big freeway. Put $100 down and buy a car. In a week, maybe two, they'll make you a star. Weeks turn into...
You know, he does stuff that as a listener, unless you really analyze it, you don't realize that it's complex, but you still, it still makes you want to listen to it multiple times, you know, or it makes you able to listen to it more without getting tired of it, but you don't know exactly why. That's what I'd like to think. That's what he achieved for sure.
The industry sharks with their shots in the dark and their name up. Straight down a path toward a pit where you'll toss your tools. You don't need them, don't you know that all the fans are fools.
And this is Radio Song by Pocket Sounds. And I think it does it. It's like poppy but complex, but you don't really like think about how complex it is. It's one of the songs on that cassette single that Pocket Sounds will be releasing this Saturday, May 4th at Mohawk. It's part of a celebration for cassette singles that are being released by Mr. Pink Records. And I've listened to it more than a couple times making this episode. And as someone who works in radio, well, it hits me, man. If you want to hear more Pocket Sounds, then head to the show notes page for this episode. You'll find a link to their website and, of course, you'll be able to find a link there to their new single. And you can also find a Spotify playlist there where you can hear Do You Know the Way to San Jose all the way through, because it's a great song. You should totally listen to it on repeat. And that's it. You have come to the end of another episode of This Song. This Song is a production of KUTX 98.9 in Austin, Texas. This episode was produced by Art Levy and me, Elizabeth McQueen. Thanks to our interns, Felix Kimbrell, Emily Wilson, and Simone Puglia for all their help. Thanks to Deidre Gott and Peter Babb and Todd Callahan for all they do for this podcast. And yes, it's true. Our theme song is Mahout by Austin's own Hard Proof. Right on. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.